We got to Scott Mutcherbaker, executive chef at the Beefsteak Club in downtown. And Monday is Cinco de Mayo. And doggone it, I think I asked you, do you know how to make guacamole? And you said yes. But what all did you bring for us for our Cinco de Mayo feast on Monday?
So for me, I'm just for what I'm going to do is we're just going to slowly kind of build up like the perfect taco. We're gonna do like some carnitas, which is like a fried pork taco, and then I also have a recipe for some fish tacos that I had in Mexico last time I was down there that were amazing, but just the stupidest, simplest ingredients that this Mayan lady had made, and I was just like, wow, okay, I guess that works.
All right, we're ready. And will you have a guacamole recipe for us?
Oh, absolutely. We'll start out with guacamole.
All right, let's do it then.
All right, so we're gonna do 4 ripe avocados. You know, sometimes it's hard to get those ripe avocados straight out of the grocery store. You know, sometimes they're really, really hard because, you know, they try and give them as much shelf life as possible. So, you know, if you just let them sit out, put them in a bag and tighten up that bag, you know, just a plastic bag. Let them sit out for a couple of days. They'll ripen up for you real quick. So we'll have 4 ripe avocados. We're going to do 2 jalapenos, 2 Roma tomatoes, and 1/2 a yellow onion. We're all going to dice this up about a 1/4 inch in size. If you want larger chunks, whatever you want to do, this is just guacamole. And then we're going to do 2 limes, and we're just going to squeeze that in there. That lime is going to help the avocados from turning brown. The acid interacts with it, and it, I don't know, science. So anyways, then we're going to do 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic. We're going to do 1 shot of tequila.
Wait. Hold on.
How much chopped garlic?
1 tablespoon.
Okay. Go.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you're writing stuff down. I thought you were interested about the tequila. Anyways, and then we're gonna toast off some fresh cumin seed. You can pick this up at any grocery store. If you just toast it off, throw it in a pan, medium-high heat. You don't need any oil or anything. You just put it in there. And the cumin seed actually has its own essential oils. And those will start to come out, and it's gonna make your house smell awesome.
I did miss the tequila part.
How much?
How much?
As much as you want, really.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh.
Okay. So okay. And that cumin, how much of that?
I think the proper amount of tequila is 1 shot for the recipe, 1 for yourself, right?
Bingo.
At least.
Bingo.
Right.
That's an interesting thing with cumin. How much did you say again?
We'll do about 1 tablespoon of that, and it's gonna be cumin seed, and you're going to toast it, and then if you just got a coffee grinder at home, you can run it through your coffee grinder just to kind of make it into that that powder, if you will. And then we're just going to add a little bit of salt and pepper. You're going to throw this all in a big bowl and just get in there and just mash it up with your fingers. I mean, the best part about making guacamole is licking the stuff off your fingers.
But no onion and no tomato?
Yeah.
We talked about onion and tomato.
Oh, yeah. You did already. I missed that part. Oh. Okay.
Avocados,
all right.
Jalapenos, Romas, Roma tomatoes.
Roma tomatoes.
And yellow onion, couple of limes, some tequila, some garlic, and cumin seed toasted.
See?
All right. Good deal.
Got it.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. So now we're going to get our meat ready for our carnitas. And what you can do is you can just pick up a pork butt from the grocery store. I mean, they can cut these things small or big. I mean, you get it bone in, bone out, whatever. But what you're going to want to do is you're going to roast this at about 250 degrees. And this is going to go for a while because the pork butts, they have a lot of connective tissue. And if you don't bring it up to an internal temperature of 190 degrees, it won't dissolve that connective tissue, and it's going to make your meat really, really tough. So just roast that about 250 degrees, and this is probably going to go for, 8 hours, depending upon how your oven is. Mm-hmm. Just season that with a little bit of salt and pepper, throw some cumin, paprika, throw in some garlic cloves in with your braising liquid, because you're gonna throw in some water in there just to keep it nice and moist and keep it going, and make sure you bring it to that internal temperature of 190 degrees. And, if you get a probe thermometer, just kind of poke around a few different places. Bring your thermometer all the way to the bone if you have a bone in. But you want to make sure that all over it's 190 degrees or better, because that connective tissue is going to give you a really, really tough meat.
There's that science again.
Science. It's crazy. But
Sandy didn't know that butts had connective tissue. She's about fainted at that. First of all, she was going to hit the 7-second button when you said butt, and then you put connective tissue in, and she's getting sick.
All right, we'll call it pork shoulder then.
Okay, that's better.
What part? I don't know why they call it butt, but
yeah,
know,
it's
the opposite end of it.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, spam. Everybody's so scared of spam.
Oh, don't be. It's with eggs and toast.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
excellent.
Spam is just ground up pork butt and then just
go,
cooked off.
All right, Nick. Okay.
All right. So, anyways, you're gonna want to drain off all that liquid and throw that liquid into your fridge and let that cool. And you're gonna get a nice, depending upon the vessel that you put it in, you're gonna get a nice big layer of fat on top of there. And you want to keep this fat because it's very, very important for a few other things that we're gonna do. All right. So now we're gonna make a little bit of pico de gallo. Now this recipe is very, very similar to my guacamole recipe. Just sans the avocados, really.
Oh.
And so we're going to do 2 Roma tomatoes, half a yellow onion, a couple jalapenos, and we're going to do 2 limes squeezed in there, 2 tablespoons of fresh cilantro, and then we're just going to throw a little bit of cumin, a little salt and pepper, and about a tablespoon of fresh garlic. And that's just super, super simple pico de gallo.
All right.
All right. So now we got that fat that we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
So we're going to throw that in a cast iron pan, and you're going to shred up that pork shoulder. And then we're going to put that fat into that pan, and we're going to fry the pork in its own fat. It's a very French thing. It's called confit, where you're actually cooking something in its own fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. Now, make sure you save some more of that pork.
I'm for that.
Nice.
Miss 248 cholesterol.
Right. All right, now we're going to make some refried beans. So what we're going to do is we're going to soak about 3 cups of pinto beans overnight in water. Make sure you got, you know, they're fully submerged because they're going to soak up a lot of that water. And then the next day we're going to boil that with some chicken stock in, about 2 quarts of chicken stock. Then I like to throw in 2 fresh jalapenos, 2 tablespoons each of paprika, cayenne, black pepper, cumin. And then we're just going to do about 1 tablespoon of salt. And we're going to take about a half cup of that pork fat that we had before, and we're going to throw that in with the beans, and we're going to run this through a food processor. Super, super simple recipe, but oh, I love refried beans. It's one of my favorite things.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is really great. By the way, this conversation is being recorded for playback on podcast at KFGO.com. All right, continue, man. Now what do we... Oh, okay, we've done... Have we done a cocktail, or do you have another item you want to throw in for our feast?
I got a quick fish for the fish tacos recipe,
yeah.
And then I got a little fresh margarita recipe, too.
All right.
So usually with fish tacos, you want to use like a white fish, you know, like, I mean, walleye, honestly, would be a good fish for fish tacos. And it's not like we don't have it around here. It's pretty bountiful in this part of the world. So you could use walleye, cod.
There are very few places on the planet farther from fresh seafood than in Fargo, North Dakota.
That's quite true.
Sorry, interrupted.
So you can do cod, walleye, tilapia. I mean, all those are very, very readily available at, you know, all your local grocery stores. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a tempura batter, or we can do a beer batter. So what we'll do is we'll start with 1 cup of flour, half a cup of cornstarch. We're going to do 1 tablespoon of cumin, 1 tablespoon cayenne, 1 tablespoon paprika, 1 tablespoon salt, 1 tablespoon black pepper, and we're going to do about 1.5 cups of iced soda water, and you just bring that in, bring it to like a pancake batter consistency, and you can fry your fish with that. And then if you want to do the beer batter, you don't do your soda water, you'll add beer instead. Use like a lighter beer, you know, like a Bud Light, or, you know, you don't want something like a porter or a,
right,
you know. And then with that, you're also going to add an egg to that. That's going to help that batter stick to that fish.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
Now, you went to Mexico recently, and you ran into a recipe that was so good, and you got the woman to fess up what the secret ingredient was, and it was ketchup. What was that?
Yeah. That's I forgot about that for the fish tacos. But, you know, she made these fish tacos, and these things were just amazing. It was one of those things like, oh, I'm full, but I'm going to keep eating because it's so good. So basically all it was equal parts mayonnaise, chipotle, you know, just like your canned chipotles, dice up a couple of those, throw in there, and ketchup.
That's all it was. It was ridiculous, but I was happy to have it.
I have a, and if we have time, well, we'll have time before it's over, a recipe for the most expensive margarita possible. But why don't you share your margarita recipe?
Yeah, so with my margarita recipe, I like to make my sour from scratch. And with that, we'll do we'll squeeze 2 oranges, 1 lemon, 1 lime, and then we're going to have 3 sugar cubes and about 1/2 cup of soda water. And you're just going to muddle those sugar cubes in with your lime, all your juices there. And then you're just going to throw in 1 ounce of Cointreau or triple sec, 2 ounces tequila. My favorite is Herradura. It's really, really good. And 1 ounce of white rum. Shake and strain over the rocks. Put your salt on your rim, whatever you like.
All right. Thank you very much.